continuous change. A basic teaching in Buddhism is mujo, which means not always the same. In other words, all things are in constant change, constant becoming. To know Buddhism is to understand this continuous change of all things. Life is mujo. To understand mujo is to understand the truth of life. This idea is not unique to Buddhism. Heraclitus, the Greek philosopher, said that all things are like fire. Fire is a constant transformation, and because of this burning and changing, fire has energy. Although it is in the nature of things to change, our ego wants to keep things the same. We want to keep life as it is. We desire constancy. We fear change. Most of all, we do not want to die. However, when we are born, it has already been decided that we will die. Birth and death are not two things. Death is included in life. Life means death. Each day and each moment we continuously experience this life and death process. Each moment our previous life dies and a new life is born. Each day we live a new life. We never live the same life twice. When we plunge our hands into a moving stream, we cannot place our hands in the same water twice. Although life and death cannot be wiped out because it is a continuous process, if one understands and lives according to this process of life and death, that in itself is complete extinction of life as such and death as such. Duality is totally transcended. Life and death are one continuous, simultaneous process. Disappearing is appearing. Appearing already means disappearing. Without death, there is no birth. Without destruction, there is no creation. Buddha's greatest discovery was to realize the simultaneous nature of creation and destruction. This is truth. This is reality. Our lives are no different from all things in nature. Summer follows spring. After summer, autumn comes. It is a continuous process. Buds blossom into flowers. Flowers turn into seeds, and seeds become new plants. If we really understand this reality, it will show in how we live. Today will not be repeated tomorrow. Tomorrow is a new day. Today happens only once. Just as a flower blooms for only a short period, one's life is only once. A flower is beautiful because it blooms and dies. We must appreciate the flower here and now. Plastic flowers lack this beauty, and we can have only a shallow appreciation of them. The world is beautiful because it changes. We can appreciate all stages in the process of change. Even though, according to certain values, one stage could be considered more attractive than another, once we realize the reality of onceness, all stages are beautiful. Only once. This is mujo. To understand mujo is to be able to appreciate, to respect, and to live life fully. If we understand this, we are able to take whatever comes. It is this understanding which creates peace of mind. Peace is when things change naturally. Water flows peacefully. Fire burns peacefully. Life moves on peacefully. Peace is not stable or constant. Peace is dynamic. If you conceive of peace as a static state, then that is not peace. Peace of mind is to know things as they are. Things are mujo. Reality is mujo. If you live in mujo, life is beautiful. Every moment is precious. This is the basic Buddhist teaching of impermanence or continuous change.
every day up until the last day.